Macbeth. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and those are some of the sounds you'll hear when you attend IU's upcoming production of Shakespeare's play about that Scottish thane Macbeth. We're talking with the composer, Kimberly Osberg, from the Jacobs School. Music for Macbeth is a popular attraction. Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote incidental music. Richard Strauss wrote a tone poem. Giuseppe Verdi and Dmitri Shostakovich wrote operas. A number of film composers have contributed their efforts. And now we have Kimberly Osberg's. She's no stranger to dark dramas. Her own opera, Thump, produced by the New Voices Opera, is based on Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. Kimberly, you got the gig to do this with David Cote, who's in his third year of his MFA at Indiana University Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance. How did you get the job?
Well, actually, David was the director for Thump, and he contacted me over the summer and said that he had such an enjoyable experience working with me and felt that I had a good sense of dramatic pacing and knew that I would be really excited about taking this project on. And he wasn't wrong.
Now, Thump's about, it's true, it's all you, and it's voices and music, but it's about 35 minutes long. We're talking about sustaining, to some degree, a musical arc over an evening.
Yes. Well, one of the things that was very important to David for this production, and I think to the entire crew involved, is they really wanted this entire evening for the audience from the moment they walked through the door to be immersive.
Does it change the way you're working on this, that you're in the rather open theater, the Wells Metz, rather than in the Proscenium Theater?
Oh, definitely. This production is particularly challenging because they're doing it in the round. We're using a speaker setup that completely surrounds the audience on all sides, from even below the floor to above them up on the grid. It really changes the way that you think about things, because suddenly spatialization and where exactly in the space the sounds are coming from becomes such an essential element to the production. And as a part of that, a lot of the sounds that we're using aren't traditional instrumentations or traditional voice sounds. We're using a lot of electronics and what are called concrete sound effects, so things you'd find in the real world, like birds and swords and other sorts of sounds. Making really a sound world that's going to surround the entire audience for the duration of the show.
Hey, it takes us all the way back to Quadrophenia in the 70s.
Yes.
My goodness. Tell us how you would put together a particular scene.
Let's take the opening scene, for instance, the very famous When Shall We Meet Again scene with the witches. Approaching any scene, you have to figure out what the goal of the scene is. What was it that Shakespeare really wanted to convey? It's not even necessarily my particular vision for the scene so much as it is the vision of the director and the costume designer and the scenic design. And what we really wanted to accomplish in that scene was to create this seamless connection between the natural and the supernatural, giving that sense of power and the sense of they're about to go into battle and that they're on the precipice of doing something very sneaky and nefarious. And I think about what kind of sounds make an audience feel like something's about to happen and try to just subliminally influence what they're perceiving in the scene.
Really? And subliminally, what do you want us to feel?
In the opening scene in particular with the three witches, I think just making the audience immediately feel captivated and kind of scared and just knowing that something big is about to happen is the goal of that scene.
Something wicked comes this way?
Yes.
Kimberly Osberg from the Jacobs School. She's the composer for the upcoming production of Shakespeare's play about that Scottish thane, Macbeth. It opens on February 5th and plays through the 13th in IU's Wells Metz Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Macbeth.